Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Randall Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, running the ship while the Gas Digital staff is out. Lewis has taken all the producers and crew out to Jamaica.
It's a real Jonestown situation.
Which can mean only one thing, Chris. Every single producer is going to have their own podcast next week.
Yep. All going to be.
Get ready for 18 new shows here on Gas Digital. In all fairness,
either Lewis, that or they're all dead. I don't think they could take a punch as well as our guest here.
No, absolutely not. Lewis Cast, I hope you guys have a wonderful time. I love you all very much. But there's no reason we're not going to have a show.
Right.
When I'm here and when I got my buddy from High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon, Chris Vega. How you doing, buddy?
What's good, Zach? Thanks for having me in here.
Thank you very much for
hanging
out with me.
I get used to this thing.
Yeah, you get the soundboard.
Oh, it's fucking great.
As opposed to me, and on every other episode, I just get to sound bored. And we
have one of those.
It's pretty good.
Zach Attack.
Look on Chris's face. Just the sheer joy.
It's great. When you had COVID and I got to fill in for you in Canada, rather than plan a show, Lewis just made people from the audience come and sit next to him, and he would smack them, and they would try to remember drops and say them on stage. It's pretty good.
That's a pretty good bit, to be completely honest.
Sounds good.
And we have two wonderful guests today. We got Danny Polishchuk.
Yo.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm well.
Thank you very much
How
for being
you?
Here. And I mean, a stalwart, a favorite, a member of the family.
I was like, who told you about my warts? Hi.
Still warts.
That's probably what my dead kid's covered in.
Karen Feehan's here.
What a nice energy it is today. No Lewis. Everything is just really smooth sailing. Everybody's positive. Everybody was relatively punctual. And
it was a few minutes late.
I mean, I was early, I think.
In spirit of Lewis.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, you know.
In all fairness, like, I'm so many years deep into this show.
Yeah.
Getting up early blows.
Yeah.
We did not get into comedy to get up.
No.
And come do a thing in the morning.
Right.
Like, I don't know how, like, Jim and Sam do, like, 7 a.m. or whatever the fuck they do.
You just wake up, take your prep, and get out the door.
I know.
I can't
fathom
how. It's
hard if there's a little Polynesian boy kicking you out of bed.
How you could do spots at night and then fucking wake up and do radio. God bless those guys. But it is nice for doing some pre-tapes. Banging them out, and it's going to be a really fun day. Let's get plugs out of the way so we can get into our happy horse shit. Hit that plug music. Karen, what do you want people to get eyes on?
My butthole on OnlyFans. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's $25 a month for the subscription.
You got
to
make an NFT.
I know, I'm like trying
no
to...
No fucking tits?
I'm trying to figure out how to do that, but I don't know how.
I can show you.
Oh yeah, did you not sell an NFT of your asshole early on?
Yeah, before it was even an NFT, I was just handing out fucking 8x10 black and whites to fucking Penn Station, $5 a piece.
Danny's
and you kept signing them Ryan Long.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out my podcast called Only Fiends. New episodes every Friday. And come to the stand. I'm there almost every night.
That's fantastic. Uh-huh. Mr. Polishchuk?
At Danny Jokes everywhere. And the Boys Cast podcast with Ryan Long.
And fucking
every Friday episodes.
Me and Danny are in a sketch together coming out soon. Too.
Yeah.
Hyundai.
Very cool. You guys' sketches are absolutely phenomenal. I look forward to
them. Yeah, this one is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And they're all really fucking fun. I know.
We had a lot of lines. A lot of lines. We were real thespians.
A lot of dialogue.
If you don't follow their sketches, they're fucking phenomenal. Please check them out. Mr. Fega.
Yeah, High Society Radio here on Gas Digital. Notes of a Goon is the other podcast. At Chris from BKOA on Twitter and Instagram. And I think I'm with Justin Silver in Rhode Island on Valentine's Day weekend. I'm going to fuck his mouth.
Live sex show.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. And guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I have a cartoon coming out with Lewis Tuck, who did Karen's excellent cartoon, Karen Sucks.
Awesome.
And Lewis's Real Ass Dude cartoon.
Yep.
I got a cartoon coming out probably in the next few weeks. It is called Foolishly Ghoulish, and it is my version of Tales from the Crypt.
Nice.
And it's
awesome.
Going to be a different, gross, scary story every week hosted by me.
All about your bowel movements.
Yep, and I love it. I'm really excited about it, and I just want everybody to check it out. And also my other shows on the network, Bye Guys, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and Catalyst Wrestling. And of course, if you love the podcast, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on Gas Digital Network. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, however you get your podcast. And rate and review. Give us 5 stars. Come on. You don't have to suck my dick. 5 stars and a nice comment. That's all. That'll do. And let's get into today's show. Right. Yesterday, I had to explain to a black woman why I covered my food in hot sauce.
Mm. What do you mean?
It is a very odd experience. Stayed at a hotel with a free breakfast. Had breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, by the way.
Okay.
Hotel breakfast burritos?
Really not bad. They had a chef that was making them fresh.
Okay.
And they had Frank's Red Hot.
Okay.
Covering my burrito in Red Hot.
Yeah.
Black chef woman comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
black chef making a burrito.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And starts
appropriation.
Points at me and all like 3 other white guys who were eating her burritos.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Why y'all always covering my food in hot sauce?"
Oh, she took it as disrespect. She's like, "What, my food's so shitty?"
Yeah.
That I need to put hot sauce on it?
And I was like, "I don't know, it's just a good way to start the day.
Some people like hot sauce."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you like, Beyonce like, told me to?
I was, "Yeah, it's hot sauce, it's delicious." She was, "Why you people always cover my food in hot sauce?" Oh, I was like, God. "Hey, listen, it's better than a cup of coffee." And then she didn't understand what that meant. And she went, "You put hot sauce in the coffee too?"
Was there a moment where you felt like you were getting set up?
I thought I was yes.
Like,
I
where
thought,
you go, like, this black lady's asking me about hot sauce.
I thought there was going to be 3 other black people around the corner giggling.
Yeah.
like God, I thought they put the hot sauce there as a trap for
giggling
me.
Giggling or doing laps?
So question, hot sauce, appropriate in the morning?
Absolutely.
On breakfast burrito, so. Yeah, eggs. Mm-hmm. I like
breakfast sandwich?
I think so, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Correct, right?
Yeah. It's like basically, I guess, just not on cereal and
yeah, not pancakes. On cereal. Yeah, not on donuts. Nothing sweet.
Any protein, I think.
Yeah, those chicken and waffle donut sandwiches. I feel like you get away with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Agree. Hot, savory, sweet.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You can do it. It's indulgent. That's like 3 flavor profiles in one.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
All right. I'm glad we got through that. It was a thing that bothered me because I felt like I was weird the way she yelled at me about it.
I mean, if you're cooking breakfast for people at what kind of hotel was it? A nice one?
No, it was like, it was fine.
Maybe she was auditioning for like, maybe Gordon Ramsay was there. He's like, you know what? She's good. She's got attitude.
It was fine. It was acceptable.
Yeah.
Of me and Lewis, I was the only one who would eat it. He wanted to go get breakfast. I think because there was a lot of keto options.
Oh.
And he's got to look good.
Was he going to... Yeah, you know what? I'd rather eat alone some lady yelling at me about hot sauce than go anywhere with him to eat.
A nice hotel breakfast is like the height of my existence, to be honest.
But
like,
usually they're not good.
Yeah, bad ones can really start the day off.
Yeah, but even just a bagel with butter. If it's free and you wake up right in time for it...
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
There's nothing like knowing that you have. Yeah, there's nothing that like knowing like, oh, I can go get a free breakfast. It's just a nice feeling,
right? Yeah.
I love the breakfast I'm thinking of right now is the last time I like went on a real vacation and it was like over the ocean with my own. I love having my own pot of coffee, that like
a hoddle.
Yeah, like no, and maybe I'll drink it all. Probably not, but I like knowing that I could if I wanted to. It's only mine. Just keep refilling it. I love a hotel and so much variety.
This was not that.
No.
This was bananas and oranges, bagels,
mm.
English muffins.
And just this breakfast burrito.
Oatmeal, and then two hot things. One was like little quiches, and one was little breakfast burritos and like sausage, egg, and cheese on English muffins.
You should have really
like 7-Eleven style though.
You should have really in the paper pissed that lady off and opened the breakfast burrito and just put four or five of the mini quiches on there and rolled it up.
I'll make a Franken breakfast.
Yeah.
You could have told Lewis that was keto. Look at all the eggs. It's all eggs, buddy.
Isn't it? Like if you just took the contents out of the burrito, wouldn't that be keto?
No, it was a potato burrito. I don't know if potatoes. I don't think potatoes go on it. It was beef and potato and peppers and onions.
Oh, beef and potato. Definitely put hot sauce on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Without question. The fact that you even had to
ask. Now, I'm not here to shit on Lewis. I know we always do that whenever he's not here.
I am.
But.
I thought that's why you brought in this ringer over here.
And I know other people like this. I feel like every group of friends has this person. And I have a lot of anxiety as it is. Especially in public. I hate people watching me because I feel like everyone's like, look at this big fat fuck and what he's putting in his face. Get a salad.
Yeah.
It like bothers me. I feel like everyone's looking at me all the time. Whenever we go out to eat, do you have someone in your group of friends who has very specific instructions or substitutions in the meal and it drives you up a wall?
You know, I grew up with a lot of guys who like their fries well done and such.
Yeah. I mean, I've hung out with a lot of Jews in my life. So yeah.
Exactly.
Very
a lot
common.
Of them are Jewish.
Is that a thing?
I mean, my girlfriend, for one, is like, she likes all her, she doesn't eat meat, but she eats fish and stuff, and she always likes it, like, well done. And if it's not
fish,
it's disgusting. But anyway, she insists, she's like, you know, it's the text. I have a friend of mine, this is actually.
Is she one of these girls who hates raw fish, but will still make you go to sushi sometimes?
She doesn't, that's the thing.
Just punch her in the face.
We do go to sushi,
they
she
cook,
eats raw fish, but then if you go.
They cook fish at sushi places, though.
But she'll have, like, you know, sushi raw, and then. But then, like...
That same piece of salmon.
That same piece of salmon.
By a white
she thinks
guy.
They're, like, different things or whatever. But I have one friend from Canada, Jewish also, and he gets in, like, arguments at places because he's really wealthy. So he goes to these, like, really nice steakhouses, but he likes his steak well done.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking
what
torch.
Fucking but he goes...
Because he's like, he finds it gross.
That's why Hitler liked them well done.
But he like finds it, like, you know, people who are like, they find the texture gross of like not well done. Like there's just people who are like, they have like,
why don't we just soak some cardboard?
No,
and you
literally,
can chew on
I've
that,
been
you
with him at a place where this place, Harbor 60 in Toronto, and like they straight up where they're like, you don't do that. And he's like, it's my fucking, like $140 shake. He's like, it's my fucking money. Like, and he gets in these arguments where he's like, whatever. He's like, that's what I want. And they're like, no, they won't do it. And he's like, has these
no,
whole
because
things.
He's changing the integrity of the dish the way it's intended to
yeah,
be consumed.
For sure.
He
they're
can go
just
fuck
like, they're literally like, go to fucking like
go to
Olive Garden
yeah.
if you want a fucking piece of shit steak.
Go
and he's
ahead.
Like, no.
I part of me agrees with him where like it's his money. But then I can think of much shittier places
so go buy
that have the
steak.
Same rule.
Yeah.
Like if you go to
I used to save the shit end of the steak. I used to make hanger steaks. I'd make like 30, 40 a day and I always made the medium rare. And if anybody ever asked for them well done, I had like the butts. You know what I mean? I just had like a fucking bin of those and I would take them out and just like leave them on the stove and just forget about it for a while. I would literally send it out like cardboard as a
yeah,
fucking.
But they
fuck
honestly
you.
Like it because it's like they just like the beef taste, but it tastes terrible.
But, like a, but it's like you're also paying for like that's a brand that's like they've created that item and it's not just the food, it's the ambiance, it's what it comes with, it's what they season it with, like it's all that stuff. You want to eat it, a steak, like a shitty steak, buy your own steak and stay home, like you can't hang out with us.
The place across the street specializes in like they recommend you get it like medium well or well done. It's Buenos Aires.
The place across the street. Are you talking about the deli?
No, Buenos Aires. It's actually good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's Argentine.
Yeah. But that's just how they eat that shit there because, you know, they don't have refrigeration or something. I don't fucking know.
Well done. I mean, medium, but like well done steak
like,
where it's like.
But like, and I totally
no
get what Karen's saying with like the integrity of it because I can even think of like Guinea food trucks when you get a potato and egg sandwich. Where they're like, I'm not going to give you fucking ketchup. What are you, Irish?
Right. I know. But can I just have some? No. I typically advocate for the server and the restaurant because I've worked in so many fucking restaurants. And I just like always, a lot of times the waiters or waitresses will be like, it's okay. Like, we'll do it. And
that,
I'm like, before they can even
get yelled at.
Before they can even say anything, like, I'll be like, no, don't change it for them. They can eat how it's written. And they'll be like, I don't want it. It's usually Jared. It's usually my fucking 25-year-old co-host. He's obnoxious. He's like the Coke with no ice kid. He'll misorder.
What's his religion?
Yep, you nailed it, Danny.
Are we figuring out what the J really stands for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we cue up some detective music. Yeah. I think we're figuring it all out.
I think we're figuring some things out.
He does one thing to try. He'll always substitutions. Always like this. Can this be this way? But then he'll order multiple beverages and list the order he wants them in. Damn. So he wants like a coffee with this and then the Diet Coke to come with this.
He wants like a pairing. But of like right. shitty diner beverages.
He's like, I had an omakase the other day. That's what I want.
I scrambled eggs omakase.
It's his right to order like that, but it gives me so much douche anxiety.
Yeah.
That he's basically giving this woman, he's basically giving her enough rope to
what
hang
is this, chamomile?
With.
I'm eating moons over my hammy over here.
I remember like every time I would go out to eat with Lewis, like I would remember saying the sentence, like, you're humiliating. Like, I hate.
Well, he gives the waitresses enough room to hang themselves with so that he can then get mad.
Yeah.
And like, it just makes me like.
I think that is what the J stands for.
Yeah.
It's so. Or is another thing he does that drives me nuts. And this is my last one. This is my last shit on Lewis thing. Lewis will bring a coffee from like Dunkin' Donuts
into another
restaurant.
He should get pelted with other coffee cups every time he does that.
With it,
he should get.
I feel like that's acceptable in a pizzeria.
It's gross. I've never done it.
What if it's like Denny's?
I've never done it.
A lower. I mean,
if they sell coffee, you can't walk in with coffee.
But that's why I think it's like, okay in a pizzeria.
Yeah, because they don't have coffee.
I
feel like if you have like the end of one and you're like, I'll order one, but I'm just going to finish this one maybe. But
if you address it, if you're like, I'm buying coffee from you guys, don't worry. Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Ryan Long regularly will bring White Claws into places that like he'll have a White Claw and then. Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Ryan.
And then, like, he'll just bring a White Claw into him, like, because he'll just, like, travel with one, and then we'll show up, and the places, and they're like, we don't sell White Claw. So, and then he'll just be, like, drinking a White Claw, and they're like, they don't even sell that. And people are like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
They are delicious. Yeah. I can't blame him on that. He is what they're gunning for, huh?
White Claw?
You understand? Like, so there was a picture of him on the wall in the marketing meeting.
No, so when we moved here from Canada, White Claw was just like that summer that we moved here before we moved.
White Claw became
this huge thing, and they didn't have it in Canada. So we saw that they're like, oh, there's the White Claw shit, but it didn't exist. And then when we got here, it was like, man, I got to get a White Claw. And then we're like, oh, these are the best thing ever. And then we were drinking them, and everybody's like, yeah, those are not cool.
That was the weirdest fucking turnaround for a product I've ever seen. Where it was like, that was fucking. It was like, oh, these are cool, and then immediately you're a faggot. Like,
yeah. Well,
like
it's Zima.
Less than a month.
Remember how lame Zima was?
Oh yeah.
And that's like it's basically just Zima.
Yeah, they were like drinkable Von Dutch hats.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Still love them though.
Yeah. No, I'm. The Bud Light seltzers are good too.
Yeah.
And now Bud Light has hard cola.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And I definitely want to fuck with
hard
that.
Hard cola.
Yeah.
Truly lemonade is the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Same as like a beer.
But it's
it's malt liquor. I'm sure. It tastes like a shitty vodka and Coke.
Yeah, that's my curious. Yeah.
Some places have been really like, I know there's Not Your Dad's is a company, and they do root beer and like a fake Mountain Dew that fucking are phenomenal.
Really?
They sponsored one of the zombie crawls.
Is that answering the question, who's proud of you? Sorry.
Who gave you enough hugs and understands what you do for a living? Who didn't fuck you as a child?
I got nothing for that one.
Just try something.
Come on, give me something. Hey there, auto mechanics. Super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I just want to tell you about Rock Auto.
Real men, Zach?
.com. The online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com, they've been in business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Dude, they got the best price. You know those decals of like Calvin pissing on a logo of a fucking... Dude, they had the best prices on that. You don't even need a promo code. It's fucking crazy.
So whether it's fuzzy dice, a Hawaiian girl who gyrates on your dashboard, anything that's really important,
I want like skulls that screw into my tires to keep the air in.
Absolutely. Or if you just need a pair of balls off the back of your truck, there's no more talking to counter guys. You need to order your parts. Aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to charge you a storefront markup. Whether you're a mechanic, a guy who works at an auto shop, a guy working on his own car, or a half a man like me who doesn't know how automobiles work, Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing.
If you throw a spark plug at like a bus shelter, a rain shelter for the bus, it'll spider all the glass. So if you're really mad at the MTA, you can get your spark plugs to shatter all of the bus shelters in your neighborhood on rockauto.com at probably the best prices that you can find for spark plugs.
I think that is an incredible thing to say that you should not take the advice of, because we love our sponsors, rockauto.com. Check out all the parts available. It's going to be the best, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
It's fun.
All right, I'll take it.
It's fun to push buttons, huh?
All right, this is the first story I want to talk about.
Oh, I love stories.
Got a lot of fats died this week. I'm sure you're in mourning.
It's tough, man. Somebody's got to wrap me in bubble wrap this week.
Oh, Zach, we got
Louis Anderson. I know has been in bad health for a while.
He's also 75, right?
No, yeah. Meatloaf was 75.
Meatloaf, sorry, was 74.
But he had blood cancer. I don't know if you can blame fat on that. His diet, you can blame cancer on.
Meatloaf, I'm sure, or Louis? It's
related. Louis Anderson had blood cancer.
Oh.
I think that's tough.
Did Meatloaf die of COVID?
So, that's that seems to be.
They're saying that, but like, I don't think it's confirmed, but then they were saying, I guess he's like a big anti-mandate guy.
He was an anti-mandate guy. I believe he actually said, I don't care if I die. I don't want my freedoms stepped on.
So then what
like
we're
that.
Saying is actually a good, positive story.
And he was definitely positive. And supposedly, there's not confirmed, but supposedly he was ill with COVID within days of his death.
Oh.
And like sick with it, not like he had COVID and something else.
Right.
But there's nothing confirmed.
Well, he was fat and 75, though.
He also had some comorbidities, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, oh, dude, I fucking heard a story about Meatloaf years ago that made me want to hang with him so bad.
Mm.
It was a guy that was, it was an article, it was like cab driver's best celebrity stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cab driver that picked up Meatloaf. Meatloaf invites him to hang out at the bar with him. Meatloaf is carrying a giant stuffed alligator with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, but huge, like you would win at a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
They get into the bar. He opens up the alligator's belly, and it's filled with cash.
Nice.
And that's how he's paying for everybody's drinks.
Nice.
He closes it. The front half of the alligator is filled with bags of Coke.
I knew you were going to say Coke. I knew it. I was going to guess it.
Damn, I wonder how he died.
Yeah.
So when people say comorbidities, not only heavy... Not only, he passed out on stage a number of years ago, but I don't know if that's a fat thing, because there's people that are in shape that pass out on stage from just, like, rocking too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, like, because it's fucking...
Just feeling
the Holy
Spirit.
Think about how tired you get, like, under the lights, even doing bullshit stand-up. If you're fucking singing and moving around, I could see years of that, you're going to get sick.
Sure, like being a rock star.
And you're touring.
Yeah, he lived very long for a rock star.
Yes. And, then if you consider he probably had decades of Coke under him.
Right.
Mm.
I say 74, 75.
And horse.
Oh, that's fine.
And horse. And
flattened horse.
And horse.
I'd say that's a good goddamn run.
Yeah. And it like made like had a great career. I remember Meatloaf in Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like very cool. Like Meatloaf's cool. I loved that one song. I used to play it over and over when I was like just coming into my adolescence, not to age myself. But what's that song where it's like, you know that Meatloaf song?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
I don't know. Sounds right.
What does it sound like?
I'm trying to think.
The one really...
Is he have a duet? Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. No. This is for super famous.
I would do anything for love. Yes.
Well, I mean, they're both duets.
But that... Oh, yeah. But that's... And that was... Yeah, that was... Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that was it.
I had some thoughts about that woman when I was a child.
Well, VH1 had like a Meatloaf biopic, but the guy that played him was the retarded brother from Something About Mary. So the whole time I watched it,
with my dentist mom.
Yeah, that guy, the Frank Tempins.
Don't touch my ear.
The whole time I'm like, is Meatloaf retarded? It's like when I see Juliette Lewis in anything. And I'm like, are they seeing this lady?
I love her so much.
I love her too.
She's a Scientologist, though.
I think she's great. I just started Yellow Jackets.
She's a Scientologist?
It's a bummer, right?
It's a bummer.
I didn't know that. Why
there's a few people.
She listens to our podcast, apparently.
Because they're weird.
Yeah. It's weird, dude.
They're culty.
Every religion is culty, though. I mean, the Jews with their fucking weird orders and shit.
But they're like elitist, culty, and like it's so much money involved in that religion and Scientology.
Yeah, not like Judaism.
I think that what bothers me about Scientology is that it's
your people today.
It's not even hidden that they're hunting celebrities.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
So, like, if you bring a celebrity friend into Scientology, you basically get upgraded.
I bet, whoa. Yeah.
Like, you get presents
like a referral
shit.
Program.
Because they're gunning for rich and famous people.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that must have happened with the Jews.
It's like Raya.
Yeah, I was literally, it's like Raya.
It's like Raya.
But yeah, no, Meatloaf fucking ruled. Yeah. Louis Anderson, funny as shit. Dude, Dice posted this great video of him and Louis Anderson out of character talking, where Dice is not doing Dice, and Louis Anderson is dropping F-bombs the whole time. And I was just like, that must have been a party.
Yeah.
I heard Louis was gay, but like closeted.
I've heard Louis had some... He's not the only Louis with some issue with
yeah,
with
yeah,
some,
yeah,
with
some creepy creeps yeah. stuff, right? Creeping
I believe
little boys and such.
You know,
not to
Chris,
speak ill of the
little?
Dead.
I've heard some comics like to try and fuck their openers.
What?
I don't know if you've ever heard this.
I'm quitting. I'm getting out of this scumbaggery business. How dare they?
But yes, I believe some rumors have circulated him. But you know, hey. Shoot your shot, King.
Right? I mean, look.
Who cares?
Look, he got out without a fucking scandal. Nobody fucking...
It's funny, those rumors circulated unlike his cancer-riddled blood.
Whoa. Yikes. I think it circulated too much.
All right. I want to do this TikTok thing.
Right now?
18-year-old male TikTok star accuses 18-year-old female TikTok star... of sexual assault.
What'd you do, punch?
Ladies in the booth, please fill us in.
Oh my god.
So, according to my research, there has been like video.
Just because Lewis is in here doesn't mean you can't not show titties. The titty thing.
Oh, you're right. Here.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's so cute. You're right.
By the way, big ups to producer Natalie. Very funny.
Thanks.
We played Quiplash the other day.
Okay.
Killed it, kept up with everybody, really funny, and cost us both a victory because her and I jinxed each other with the same verbatim answer.
Wow, that's impressive.
The question was, what would kittens say if they could talk?
And we both answered in the exact same sentence, please don't eat me, Paco.
Oh, God.
And I got to give big ups to that. That's Natalie really is fucking funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell us about this fucking 18-year-old male TikTok star.
So the headline is, I woke up to her hand in my pants. TikTok star Jack Wright accuses influencer Sienna May of sexually assaulting him 4 times.
Pause. Your name can't be Jack Wright and you get mad at girls for jerking you
off. For jacking wrong?
Right. Come on, lady.
I know.
She was switch hitting southpaw. He got pissed.
She rodeo grip? like she's shooting pool?
Yeah.
He's like, what's your name? Jack
right.
Knight?
I think we all have to agree that like... A woman sexually assaulting a man doesn't count. That's just a funny story.
I want to hear 4 times, though. I mean, what was it, the third? Or what, why yeah, did
stop
it
falling asleep next to this chick.
Okay, yes, 4 times. And I would say this for a woman, too. Fool me once.
Exactly.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You get one dick drawn on your forehead, you start taking your shoes off when you pass out, right?
Yeah, it's the same. Like, when you meet girls that are like, I've been raped 9 times, you're like, all right, at a certain point, you just got lazy.
Like, are you counting all the pumps?
Yeah. You sound like an earner to me.
Unless I'm reading it wrong, it seems like they were over the course of the night where people had to keep like pulling her off of him. So it was like
people had to keep pulling her off of him?
Yeah, there's a line
that must
says,
have looked hilarious with her hand still on his cock and they're
like a tug of war?
Yeah, like a cartoon.
So there's a video that claims that she got on top of me, took advantage of me while he was unconscious at a party, and then the video shows his friend next to him claiming he had to pull her off of him.
Dude, Dylan's gonna make this video one day.
Dude, just...
Wait, he was passed out?
Yeah, the guy was passed out.
Do we have the video?
Like, I mean, I feel like no harm, no foul.
Well, first of all, his friend is a cockblock.
Oh, that's brutal.
If I'm ever passed out and some chick is raping me, right? As somebody in a committed relationship, that's the only way I get pussy and it doesn't count as cheating.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
Zach, I would be furious at you.
Yeah, maybe make an assessment of how she looks. But like, okay,
yeah, what does this chick look like?
I have a dumb question, and Karen, you might be able to answer this better than us.
I appreciate that.
Can guys get hard when they're passed out?
No.
I think no.
No, you totally can.
I'm trying to think. Like, well, like I know, like a lot of guys wake up with boners, yeah. so it's there while they're asleep. I've never raped a guy.
I've woken up fucking a chick I was seeing, like she was like fucking me. And
you know
I was
what?
Hard.
Yeah, I've woken up coming.
I guess that's when you were in jail. I've woken a guy up with a blowjob before. You know what I mean?
And yeah, Las Vegas alarm clock.
His dick was hard. Yeah. So yeah. But I feel like asleep is different than passed out.
That's my...
Yeah, like if you're under the influence and really fucked up, I feel like that's...
No, definitely still can't.
Still
could.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to see...
All right, then she's a violent rapist.
I mean, this is my early 20s when I was eating a lot of pills and shit.
Oh, okay.
I want to see her before we cause trouble.
Oh, the final line of the headline after groped him 4 times or whatever... is she says he's slut-shaming her. That's the rest of the headline.
I'd like to say I'm on this girl's side from the beginning.
Yeah, I am on, I believe her.
I'm on this slut side.
We finally found one, I believe.
So it looks to me like she goes for
believe
what she
one
wants.
Woman.
Yeah, her people are alleging that the two of them had a consensual relationship going on.
Her people?
Wait, can I see a picture of her?
Her
and then also I
want to
see this video.
Yeah, 1 second.
Because we'll be able to judge how innocent she is by a photo.
Yeah.
Also, her measurements, if you...
I mean, even if they're in a consensual relationship, he wasn't consenting in that moment.
Yeah.
So you're saying this woman should be a
I'm saying that the guy... I'm saying men as a whole need some wins right now, so let's hold their fucking feet to the fire.
Dude, celebrity boxing. He should just fight her.
I don't know. I think she's empowered.
Oh, that's not rape.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
She's really cute.
Oh, that's totally not sexual assault.
Yeah, I was saying, those little braids in the front.
Yeah.
You must have quit.
Yeah.
You must have quit. Yeah, yeah.
And what's he look like?
Yeah.
Is he like a Machine Gun Kelly fucking floppy hair? I would assume.
Yeah, they showed a picture of him. He's a pretty boy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he looks like the guy from American Horror Story.
Is that her on the right?
Still looks pretty good.
Is that her on the right?
Yeah, that's the two of them.
What was the other picture?
Okay, I got
that was
say,
also
her hair, all dolled up.
I mean, if that was the person, that's a rapist. Okay? That on the right, that's a rapist.
She looks crazy,
but the other one's not.
She her in
the
sweatshirt. Look crazy.
Her in the sweatshirt. Yeah. That's a crazy.
I mean, that South Central LA prom queen that they just showed.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, is that Kim Kong?
That's a pregnancy scare / razor blade
just
scare.
Just from the hand job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that kid looks innocent and goofy, kind of.
Hold on. That kid looked like Brock Turner.
I was just going to say, so did Brock Turner.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks like the kind of girl that scoops cum into her vagina to get herself
100%.
Pregnant. 100%. That's the reason Drake's putting hot sauce in his fucking condoms.
Yeah.
Like they're a breakfast burrito.
Why everybody putting hot sauce in my flesh burritos?
Like they're a hotel sausage burrito. By the way, I totally believe that story.
What's that? The Drake thing?
With the hot sauce?
In the condom?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But
because Drake is definitely the kind of guy that have like a small bottle of hot sauce in his watch pocket of his jeans.
But the only thing I didn't believe was his answer, which was it was to kill the sperm. I think it was because he knows crazy bitches are going
to hide the hot sauce when he's trying to eat
air,
a breakfast burrito.
But doesn't oxygen kill it, the sperm, like instantly or pretty?
I still wouldn't trust that shit.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah. I had an opinion about this whole thing, and then it was a huge
scandal. I feel
scandal,
like
so.
Mine die on exposure to Earth's atmosphere, but a virile man.
Yeah.
What was your opinion?
I was just like, why doesn't he flush it? And then it was like, why doesn't he just flush the condoms? I assume he has, and then it was,
are you supposed to not? Doesn't that clog your
Oh
toilet?
My God, dude. On the boys cast, literally we say crazy shit. Biggest scandal we've ever had is me saying that. Why doesn't he just flush it? And everybody's like,
if it's a hotel, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I know New York has like all these places where, you know, there's places where like we have old plumbing, don't flush anything that's not like toilet paper. But, you know, if you have not like more modern plumbing, it's like, whatever. I that was my opinion. It's one condom.
But if dude, I'm never gonna
we
see
had
a toilet again.
Like 500 fucking people commenting, being like, "Danny, are you crazy? You don't flush condoms." Like, I was thought it was nothing, and then
yeah, because a hotel room, I understand.
You don't flush condoms.
Say,
why do you even use them?
I flush condoms every time. I'm saying, like, bye, Bobby, bye, Joey, bye, Rachel, bye, Tanya.
She's saying goodbye to each sperm individually.
I'm just saying, yeah, like, now if you're imagine Drake, Karen, and you have this real worry
the
about
day. Your toilet.
I feel like Cameron
glug,
had
glug, 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 glug. You have to call a plumber. He snakes it, and you see
all
my well, someone every, actually
every tied off fucking condom.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that you have flushed.
So someone commented.
You guys think I use condoms? That's the funny part. Yeah.
Someone commented because of this, and they said that someone busted their girl cheating because they had a fucking blockage, and then. The plumber came in.
In her pussy. It was another guy.
And there was like, they snaked it. There was tons of condoms. And they were like, he's like, we don't use condoms.
And did she try and be like, those must be old?
I don't know. But I think the story was that that's how he busted her.
Did that have, not condoms.
But if you're Drake and you're like, it's one thing to be like, hey, this is just, but like Drake, you're like, legitimately, this is millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars on the line. In that scenario, I think you just flush it. But
I feel like Cameron had a story where he said that he caught a chick in the hotel bathroom with a turkey baster in the condom, trying to suck it out and put the fucking turkey baster in her pussy.
I mean, it's worth a shot if you're that girl. Why not?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, isn't there an entire culture of girls that follow, like, NBA teams?
They know where, like, the tournaments are. They, like, show
so,
up.
So
it's
they
like,
can try
it's,
and...
Like, Operation
there's the girl
have
who
a
got,
baller's kid.
Who got PJ Washington, nice. And she was, like, literally, like, doing this Instagram Live where she's like, you know, if you're trying to come up on a check or whatever and, like, just talking about all the money they can make and, yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest,
again,
I'm
it's
all
a real
for
strategy.
It.
Paul George knocked up a stripper, got a stripper pregnant, and offered her $1 million to have an abortion, and she turned it down.
What? Cash?
Because of how much more she would make.
Well, because she's like, yeah, or I'll be set for life. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, but I don't know. Cash
yeah,
money.
No. He makes $45 million a year true on his just contract.
She's why like, wouldn't he bump that up to $5 million?
Well, his first offer was $1 million.
Yeah, she took the monthly payout instead of the lump sum.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
Her fetus is like,
she took the annuity.
Go for the lump.
And I can leave this to my relatives if I need to.
I have one clogged toilet thing that I don't know if I've ever told on the shows before. So,
this is the only one you haven't told?
This is one of the few stories I haven't told. The house I grew up in, the toilet clogged, and it was from my mom using baby wipes for 30 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to send, like, the town
really
out.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah. She was, my family
your
used
dad
baby
was really
wipes
munching that asshole, huh?
He must have been. And they had
it's
to
better
send
than their cooking.
Yes, it was. Fucking great filet mignon. And they had to send town workers to dig up part of the sidewalk, take up the pipe, and it was dudes with garbage bags full of old baby wipes.
Oh, ugh. God.
Right?
That was another thing.
And oh by the God way, I'm so embarrassed. Like, this is mortifying. Well, I'm not embarrassed at all. Just mad at the town and how they're handling it. And then, because my mom doesn't understand the difference between fiction and reality.
Mad at the town? She built a killdozer after this?
not because she doesn't understand the concept of fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Sees them and runs outside and tells them that they're going to cause an explosion. And they go, why? She goes, haven't you seen Christmas Story? The shitter was full. And it's my mom in front of the house screaming at town workers, the shitter was full! They blew up the fucking house!
I'm dead.
And that explains to my mother, that was a film.
Yeah.
And that's not actually
what year
methane
was this?
Oh my God.
Like recently?
Within the last 15 years.
Oh, okay. Because that was another thing with the condom.
You were
thing
out of high school at least, right?
Yeah, I was in college by then. Okay, yes. I was not home for this. It was recounted to me.
Yeah, that was another thing with the condom thing is everybody's like, yeah, condoms, you shouldn't flush them, but at least it's not as bad as wet wipes or baby wipes or whatever that everybody's flushing. Not supposed to flush those either.
Yeah, I
learned a lot about plumbing in the past couple weeks.
From just that one thing of saying that Drake should flush a condom?
Dude, I'm telling you, we say crazy ass shit on our podcast. It's the most controversial thing that's ever been said.
You not thinking
by
you can't
far
flush non-toilet paper things down the toilet means you did not have a lot of Latino friends growing up. Because whenever you go to a Latin kid's house,
they're Chinese people, turtles, alligators, whatever.
I was just going to say we had a whole aquarium get flushed once.
My fucking Cuban side of my family, when we went to their house, their toilet was like paper only and so many pieces, their plumbing was so bad.
Oh my God.
Like I remember like they had a trash bag for
shit.
Toilet paper, and you would take a shit and put your toilet paper in that, tie it off, and put
that's
it in a
like,
garbage bag.
When I was in Thailand, they were straight up like their plumbing is so bad.
Certain places in Mexico are like
a lot of places where they're straight up like the garbage can is for you to put your toilet paper in. It's like you just like it's just a piss and shit go down the toilet, and no paper. Common too.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no shit. And then some places have a straight up like you'll be in a bathroom and then they have just like a garden hose and they don't even have toilet
paper.
Can
we get a little God Bless America, please? Yeah.
Well, don't
Although on a fucking really hot day, though, like if it's like, 110 degrees or some shit, humidity, that hose feels nice. It's a nice hose.
Oh, yeah. It's in South water. Asia. Yeah, when they
have Southeast Asia. No, but it's like with the nozzle and everything. Yeah.
That's like a big Muslim thing.
There's no Muslim.
Arab countries have, it looks like a fucking, where you water plants. And they have that, and you pour it down. Because my friend grew up in Pakistan. When he came to America,
gross.
And the first time he took a shit at his friend's house, he came out and asked where the watering thing was. Yeah, and they're like, you use paper.
He's all the Pakistani restaurants on like Coney Island Avenue have that. Because it's like a sin if you don't wash your ass with water in Islam. It's fucking weird.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's the original
The bidet is fucking
I don't think
move.
God's mad at you for it.
I take swift, clean shits. Sometimes there's not even any
residue. Yeah, because
residue.
The area's been excavated previously.
Swift. They shoot out of me like little daggers.
Yeah,
because
they're not hitting anything.
There's barely any cleanup needed. One wipe and we're off.
That's nice.
What? How do girls do? Like the Seinfeld, can you spare a square? What am I going to do with a square?
For pee? For a little pee drop? A couple pee drops?
Oh, yeah. No, of course. But I mean, if you shit, I'm going through.
Yeah.
I wrap it around my hand like a fucking bear paw.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen they sell shittens? Have you seen this product?
No.
Yeah, they sell baby wipes that are gloves.
Dude, that's shittens. Awesome. Oh, I want that now. Hey, gang, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
You spaz out there right now because all the blood left your head and was in your dick? Because
I have a big, hard cock. And by that, I mean I have a small, hard cock. Because Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get a stronger and longer-lasting erection. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve a harder, stronger erection, and it combats all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service. So what does that mean? No visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy because it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
Dude, and I'll tell you this. It makes your package anything but discreet. It's crazy.
It is the least discreet package you'll ever have.
You can see it from space.
It's incredible, and it's simple to sign up for. You just go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, it's going to be on your door within days. They're made in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you, yes, you, my friends, could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform with the person you love, just go to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. But we have a deal for these people, Chris.
Oh, shit.
Yes, and it's a great deal, and it's just for our listeners. You're going to get to try your BlueChew free when you use our promo code RAP, R-A-P, at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's nothing. $5 for a fucking package full of hard boners?
Well, you've done the thing where you've done the very simple couple minutes on the online survey, and then you get the free month of Blue Chew, right? You've done it. Well, from Blue Chew. You get the free month from Blue Chew of chewable tablets. They send you a literal boatload.
They send you so much, guys. $5 shipping gets you so many chewable tablets. It's so many boners. It's a great deal. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code RAP to receive your first month free. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Chris, let's get back into the show.
Christmas party got canceled.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you guys reschedule the Christmas party?
No, it was canceled because they were afraid of everybody getting sick before they went to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of little Asian kids. I couldn't tell you what country possibly, but they all were in their like chairs at school, and they had two balloons like butt cheeks on the back of each of their chairs, mm-hmm. and they had a little song, and they were teaching them how to like wipe and fold and wipe and fold, and they were like turning the toilet paper into like a postage stamp size.
Sounds like an origami thing. I'm gonna guess Japan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you find that video possibly?
My shanty Irish grandfather actually yelled at all of his children apparently when he was when they were like, my mom must have been like five. She was like, what are you using all this? She had seven kids. What are you using all this toilet paper for? Just, you need one sheet and you fold it over four times.
Dude, that wouldn't even, that would look like I was making fucking,
yeah.
It was like I was making Nutella on paper towels.
It would look like that scene in The Transporter where he was fucking covered in grease and fighting those dudes.
Yeah, I got it. Like, I got to go through three. Yep, this is it. Yes.
Is this OnlyFans?
This is hilarious.
I'm going to guess the song is not the real song.
Yeah, this they had a little song they were singing.
Dude, the best shit song ever is...
Wipe your little butthole.
The Indian government made a song called Take Your Poo to the Loo so people would stop shitting in the street. And it's like cartoon poos.
Don't eat what you find in the street.
Oh, God. Wipe your little butthole.
Wait, what was the song, Chris?
Take Your Poo to the Loo.
Can we find Take Your Poo to the Loo?
It's like really bad CGI. It's pretty fucking funny.
And that's because people are shitting in the street? Or... Yes. How do people...
Dude, you know, like, by the Louvre and shit, and, like, when Chinese people first got money, like, 10 years ago, when China first had a middle class, they literally had to put up signs in Chinese around European landmarks to be like, hey, it's not acceptable here for you to shit in the street.
My buddy years ago was from Korea, and he told me that when...
It tastes just like chicken.
Yeah. Well, he said, because Asian people just have no manners about things, and they're like, they'll just tell you exactly what you're doing wrong so fast. He said that... when Chinese people would fly to Korea, they would get a pamphlet on what decency and manners were.
Wow.
And it was like, you don't poop in the street. You don't spit on the sidewalk. If you need to get by someone, you say, excuse me, or tap them. You don't push them violently.
Yeah, it's a different culture there. I remember I was in China, and we were like, this is one of the weirdest kind of things. Was we were at an airport at like 5 in the morning, dead, completely dead airport. And it was like pretty big airport, and I was with my girlfriend, and we were like sitting down, and then this like couple, older couple came. Like, we were the only two people there, and they come, and they sit right beside us.
There's no...
I was like literally like 400 seats available.
There's no personal space, and there's no sense of like depth.
Yeah, it was. I was like, okay. And then we like got up and we're like, okay.
They have like no concept of like.
Well, it's culture. I mean, they are obviously like, that's, yeah, that's what you do.
Because they're just on top of each other?
I guess. It's just like, that's what you do. You're like, we're filling them in from, I don't know. Like,
you don't want to talk in stereotypes, but then you, I don't know, ride the subway once. And it's just like the second the doors are, it's like, now stopping Canal Street, bing bong. And it's just like,
oh, I thought you were just calling them that.
No, Big Bug. That's what gets on the train, Big Bug.
I remember I lived in Chinatown for like a year, and it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And you would just, I mean, I had my dog, so like I was able to like bob and weave through people, but they just like stop and shop for mushrooms in the middle of the street. You know what I mean? And it's like, go.
I thought you were going to say you threw their dog so they would go to eat it and I would run.
Oh, I put a vest with spikes on it for Ernest so they wouldn't fuck with it.
They're all just
no for eating.
They're just chasing you with soy sauce.
But then again, I fuck like with like a hot pot. I really like Korean barbecue. Yeah,
I had Korean barbecue last night. It was
fucking
fire.
Good. So it's like, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah.
But then they're also, I lived next to, I don't know what their relationship was. I'm fairly certain it was an abusive son and his grandmother. And he would just scream and swear at her in English all day long. You fucking bitch! You fucking cunt! You fucking bitch! And she would just moan. Oh. And then I swear to God.
And they heard the same sounds coming from your
And then I swear to God I would hear them fucking.
That grandma, very
maybe
young.
It wasn't a grandma. They were just like a... like a sugar mama.
Yeah.
Scenario.
Yeah, it was weird.
I have the guy right across from me is a giant juiced up guinea who's got to be like in his 50s. And all he does to me is complain about how many people in the building get packages, how he won't wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And then all night we hear him scream at his girlfriend. I mean, like full on, like things throwing, screaming.
I didn't realize you moved in across from me.
I make this guy laugh every time I see him. And my wife's like, why are you nice to him? He's abusing that woman. I'm like, that's my target audience.
I mean, she keeps coming back for it, though.
I realized recently that I have racist face.
Hmm.
Because, so, my neighbor's...
It's more a racist beard.
Is it? Yeah. It's because I have a... My neighbor's all Middle Eastern. But my building's old, so there's some leftovers from when it was Italian and Irish. Mm-hmm. And I'm about three polite hellos for any old person in my building before they start complaining about Muslims to me. Like, you know, this used to be a great Irish neighborhood. Lots of bars before all them moved in. The Arabs.
Fucking Yemen. Where are they from? Yemen?
Dude, there are protests for Palestine on my block every week. And they go so hard.
Against or pro?
Do you think the Norwegians that the Irish pushed out in the 50s did the same thing? They're like, they're diverted. They're a stupid fucking mix. Drunken patty fuck.
I mean, probably. All
right, did you find the take your poo to the loo?
I believe so.
Show it to me, baby.
Those are
just fat Indian people.
I can already tell I'm going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
Big intro.
This is state-sponsored content.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's an Indian guy.
Oh, is he having a night shit?
Yeah, this is Eternals.
This is the beginning.
This is so funny.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of shit. Staring at me.
This is the intro to Hari Kondalu's special.
As I step away, no matter where I go, there's no getting away.
This is so great. That's a frothy poo, like
the next
it's gaseous.
Where is that blue? I step out on the street. What do I smell? Shit, that's stinking to high hell.
Okay. Anytime Indian people ever get mad about being made fun of, you have to just show them this and be like, somebody had to be told this now.
This is a UNICEF video. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That's what all our pennies paid for?
I mean, they do legitimately have an issue there with this because they, like, it contaminates, like, the fucking...
How many Halloween quarters fucking did that thing?
But it's because they're so poor.
Yeah. And culturally, even when they go, here's some indoor plumbing, shitting in a ditch.
It's like,
more comfortable.
I've never pooped outside.
When I went to Asia, it was like I'd never seen a squat pot before, where it's like flush with the ground. Like
I don't think I could handle that.
Well, it's tough on the knees for sure.
I would
which
do
is
it
why
if you
when
won
you go,
something if your aim
when
was
you
good.
Go all over Asia, they're fucking like they all just sit like that, like they just chill.
Well,
but it's actually really good for your health because like it actually keeps your knees.
Yeah, that's
like,
why the squatty potty raises your legs. But don't they say that only?
But I don't
Asian
think
people can flat foot squat and sit comfortably.
Yeah,
like
for sure. Like they, no.
Do you have a sideways vagina?
No, I can do that. I can sit like that. But like for me, probably after a couple of minutes, like my knees start getting sore. Well, they just straight. Like,
I
you
can
see
do
them,
it for 20
minutes.
They'll
be like playing cars.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what you've been practicing.
Easy. Bouncing on dicks.
But I remember I was like, I'm not doing that. And then I had to. Eventually, I couldn't. Like I just had to. And I was like, this is.
They should make a list.
And then now, actually, in hindsight, I'm like, I wouldn't mind it, I think.
Hindsight, good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I had to do my Lewis joke of the day. They should make a list of the toilet situations in each place before you go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's got to be a surprise for some people.
Well, say, like, we're talking in Asia, Japan, very high. All the fucking public bathrooms have fucking
Europe
bidets.
Actually has a lot of squat pots. They have
really?
Yeah, a lot of places in Europe have bad plumbing.
But, like, Tokyo is like, you go, every public bathroom has a bidet.
Yeah, it's like this. Yeah. It's like here.
If I went to Japan, I would be afraid of not fitting in the bathroom.
That would be an actual problem.
Yes. Yeah, I would, because I know they say a lot of like pro wrestlers, like they just can't like.
Well, what about sumo though?
Yeah,
that
you
is
just,
what
you
I
just
think when I look at
Goku.
You, pro wrestler. Mm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's big. I mean, just giant people.
Gay Stax Calhoun.
Yeah, wrestlers used to be fat before Nathan Orton's brother Okay, fuck it. Before Nathan Orton's
about John Cena.
Father figured out that same
year.
Generation.
Yeah.
Nathan Orton's father is part of the generation of wrestlers that figured out, hey, we're a bunch of big brutish men.
Mm-hmm.
If we marry models, we're going to have giant, gorgeous children.
Mm.
Before that, wrestling locker rooms used to look...
Yeah, their dad was a big fat guy. Cowboy Bob Orton's a fat fuck.
Wrestling locker rooms used to look like the fucking holding cell at Sing Sing. Mm. And now it looks like a fucking half models and half like a Yu-Gi-Oh convention.
And like the retired cast of Road Rules or whatever.
Yes. But wrestlers used to be big, fat, fucking scary people.
Yeah.
And they say that wrestlers don't fit in the
toilet. Okay, I see you as a ghost of wrestlers past.
Soon. give me time.
You don't have blood cancer, do you?
That's what I call my period. Sorry.
Because I've heard stories about wrestlers having a shit in the tub. Like they would put newspaper out.
And then what, just push it down through the grate?
No, ball it up. They say Andre the Giant did it. Because he didn't fit in the toilet.
Yeah, that for sure. I bet he wouldn't even fit in just like a toilet in New York.
And they said he would shit in the tub with newspaper. And then one time he was in Japan, he did it. And he balled it up and he went to throw it out the window into
a
dumpster.
He threw shit out the
window? There was a dumpster underneath his room. But he didn't know there was a guy there taking the garbage out. And he hit him with it and knocked him out.
Oh, shit.
And the guy woke up in the dumpster covered in giant shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Mm. One time on a dare, I pooped and made my friend hold it wrapped in toilet paper.
You're gonna have to elaborate.
No, it was probably five girls or whatever. I think we were probably, let's say, 9 or 10. Mm. And we're just going around different dares, and they were like, I dare you to do something to Lindsay or whatever. And I was like, okay. So I was like, I have to poop. So I went and I dropped a little poop in toilet paper, and I was like, close your eyes. And
you dropped it in the... You put toilet paper down? You
caught it?
I caught it, yeah.
Okay.
I caught my poop. And then
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Are you a rabbit?
It was warm, and then I made her hold it. Sorry.
Wrapped it in the toilet paper, and then you're like, here's a surprise. Close your eyes,
eyes, yeah. And then, nobody thought it was as funny as I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that game stopped after that one, right? Yeah. There was no dare, all right, I dare you to stop being friends with Karen.
Let's move to the truth portion of this game.
Yeah, so there's that.
How'd that go over in school the next day?
Oh, man. I think that I did that with my public school friends, and I went to private school, so I was safe. I did a lot of my dirty work with the public school girls.
Yeah.
And so private school never found out. I used to make out with this one public school girl. She got a lot of
Me
shit
too.
For it. She's got a lot. She got a lot of shit for it, but I fucking
You fucking dropped it in her hand.
Hold my poo, bitch.
All right, let's do one more story before we get out of here. Let's talk about these fucking M&Ms.
Yeah,
people are talking a lot about these M&Ms.
These
Desexualizing the M&Ms. But I read another story that we can actually tie in to our food conversation from earlier. Natalie, tell us about these M&Ms real quick.
People are really upset because they they're diversifying them in general, but in particular, people are upset because the green M&M doesn't have the sexy boots anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, they took her heels away, right?
Yeah, let me see.
Well, she is getting older. She's got to put on those flats before she gets on the subway after work. You know?
Yeah, so she went from having...
Like kids.
She's still cute.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
But they widen the mouth so it's less like pursed lips. And then they changed her arms and legs to having the white, so she didn't have hooker boots on, and now she has sneakers instead of go-go boots.
I feel like they made them less human. This is not a skin color, you know?
They're
moving away from humanoid characters.
Mm. It's funny they made the red one less bitchy.
Really?
They literally made the red one less... Well, they said less bossy, but we know what they
mean. Yeah, we know it. Yeah. Yeah. She's a boss.
Yeah,
she's bossy.
She's a boss.
Yeah, we know.
Bitch.
The red one's a boy, right?
I thought the red one was a girl. So.
No, just the green and the brown one are girls.
Oh, okay.
Well, I read that people are saying now that the orange M&M is supposed to be Jewish.
Yeah,
I saw that.
He's the anxiety.
Well,
M&M.
This is this Jewish girl. I read that for some blog. Was like,
You ever considered?
Yeah, that it's like, and it's basically they made him Woody Allen, and then you go like, oh, so it's like the Woody Allen.
He starts fucking
M&M
the kid.
He's fucking the M&M minis.
Like Woody Allen.
He adopted a yellow M&M mini.
Fucking enough.
He's taking pictures of it.
The weird thing is that, This one still has human-colored limbs. This is the sexy one now.
Mm.
Yeah.
The brown.
Now she's kind of like a sexy black librarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, why would they do that?
I mean, why? Because they're smart and they know that everybody's going to talk about this, and they probably got fucking like $1 billion worth of free advertising in the last week because that's everybody's true. Like has this fake, like, do you like? Is there one person who's not eating M&Ms or eating M&Ms because of this?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah,
nobody's preference changed.
It's so funny in real time. You see people.
Yeah, they probably got like fucking.
Ah, Jew M&M.
you just ate the Jew M&M. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's probably they probably got 500 Super Bowl commercials worth of advertising into this.
Right.
Now, dumb question. Do you guys remember like the urban legend when we were kids that the different color M&Ms did different things to you? No. That like the green ones made you horny.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those M&M personalities based on those urban legends?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I only knew the two in the commercials. I didn't even know the other.
I think it was when we were kids. There was a rumor that like I think the green.
No, I remember
made
that.
Horny,
but I'm saying even the
same brown ones made you have to shit.
The peanut ones are gay. They have nuts in them.
Well,
yeah.
And their butt sense. And their buttholes though.
Yeah.
Well, the yellow one's the only peanut M&M in the lineup, right?
Yeah. And you the blue. What's the blue one?
Crispy.
I thought he was peanut butter.
Oh, I was associating with the crispy.
Oh, wait, they all have different insides?
I don't think so. I think I'm assigning that to it.
Well, that's a good case.
I'm M&M
fan. That's true. That is a good case for racism because everybody's like, aren't we all, you know?
We don't all have peanuts on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you go, no, we actually all are different.
Starts a petition to segregate.
That's what Van Halen was really doing that whole time.
They're like, get these orange M&Ms the fuck out of here.
Like, you're going to sell just a bag of just
better enough
I got
to give 10% to one of them.
All right. You know what? I'm happy. That was a good... Wait, what do we got here? The M&M
Barney,
rainbow
is the red ones make you cause cancer, the yellow ones make you gay, and the green ones make you horny.
Okay.
Wow, Louis Anderson loved red, yellow, and green M&Ms. All right, let's leave it there. I'm very happy with that episode. I want to thank my co-host, Chris from Brooklyn. I would like to thank our wonderful guests, Karen Fian, Danny Polish, Chuck. Please check out The Boys Cast.
Yes.
Please check out Only Feehans.
Yeah.
Please check out Notes of a Goon and High Society Radio. This is Zach Amico. Lewis, gang, everybody in Jamaica, we love you very much. Enjoy your trip, and we'll see you next time on The Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.